This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Kim, you're on.
I'm sorry. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I just said the whole introduction muted because I had muted myself. I totally apologize. I am your guest host, Kimberly Moron. I mean Marin. And we are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. My guest tonight, and I apologize for having air silence when I was actually speaking, my guest tonight is Brandon Finnegan, and he is the founder and director of elections at Decision Desk HQ, which collects all those poll numbers that you see that light up television screens and light up news outlets. He gets all of those numbers in, and they predict the winners after a certain amount of votes all across the country. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. It's good to be on.
It's so good to have you. I apologize for being on mute for the intro. You were probably wondering what happened. I'm sure I'm going to get a rash of it from Joe. So tell me what the Decision Desk HQ is and why you started it.
That's fine. Decision Desk HQ is an election data service that provides election night returns in real time to any media outlet in the country that wants to have an alternative feed. For decades in this country, there was only one feed of election data that was provided by the Associated Press. It was a monopoly, and I had long thought that it'd be fun to challenge that monopoly and provide an alternative feed of election data. Not because I didn't trust the AP, I just thought there could be ways to get this data faster in certain parts of the country and see if that could actually play out, if that idea of mine could play out. And it has played out. It's played out well. Decision Desk data is carried by a plethora of companies, everything ranging from Conservative Review right on over to Vox Media, Trust Our Data and Our Returns. Precinct-level data from us has been featured on the New York Times and the Washington Post. So we're no small outfit anymore. It's grown exponentially in the last few years. And I like the way you described it. What we do is, in terms of predicting, when you're watching election night returns on traditional television, you're watching basically the front end, the news people basically getting fed into their ear what's going on nationwide based on a direct feed of data that comes in and is processed by number crunchers in the back. Well, we kind of cut all that, you know, circus and smoke and mirror stuff out. And we're very direct and open about our process of providing returns. Even when we're doing breakdowns and modeling of elections like the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, we have a model that's up that we do with a partner with Optimus that we provide. Everything explaining what goes into that model is right there. It's about a 12-page explainer about every little part of that model. Nothing is hidden. There's no magic. There's no tricks. Because for me, when I started off doing this as well, I was writing as a co-blogger over at Ace of Spades. And I was always fascinated with numbers over there. I thought there was a way, but I felt a lot of people in 2012 really pulled the wool over their own eyes about what was actually going to happen in that election, and I never wanted to see that happen again. So, you know, it kind of, I'm shaking my head now, 6 years later, watching people dismiss all of the polling that is quite clearly showing that this is a very good year for Democrats. It almost makes me, like, wonder why all of this effort that's gone into trying to make all this stuff open and honest and available for people to understand it. And some people on my political side of the aisle, shall you say, are just completely ignoring it and pretending it's not happening. So it's quite comical to watch. Because we saw this with the Democrats in 2010 and in 2014, you know, pretending it wasn't happening. No, no, the polls are wrong. Our voters are going to show up on election day. Everything's fine. But all year this year, we've seen that where the Democrats have been consistently leading in the generic ballot. They're consistently outvoting Republicans in a lot of states in proportion to the previous primaries, even in states where they lose the overall, you know, two-party primary participation. They've greatly improved their numbers in participation, which means that House races are vulnerable that weren't vulnerable. So the whole point of this is to try to make it more open, give people another line of communication, another set of data for people to look at and explore and accept as we go in every election cycle.
Right. And you know, I find it interesting you brought that up because I hadn't mentioned that before. You know, I'm watching, like here in New Hampshire, I'm watching some of these special elections, and I'm seeing Democrats, because they're so mad, they're showing up. And in some cases, certain cases, they're winning, but they're also infusing tons of money into races that you would never think they would spend money on, like state house races. These people earn $100 every year, you know? Why are they spending thousands of dollars to win a state house race? But if you win enough of them, then you take over.
Yeah. And you take over. And think about every little bit. So it's amazing to watch because all year, I mean, the special elections that have piled up for the Democrats to win. I mean, Scott Walker, after the Supreme Court election in April, Scott Walker was trying to basically sound the fire alarm for his fellow Republicans in Wisconsin, saying, we cannot lose races like this. Our ideology cannot lose races like this. We have to work hard to win these races. And a few, I think a lot of Republicans who are considered vulnerable right now will probably survive because they hit the ground running and fought really hard to campaign from the beginning of this year. But for the ones that are still, you know,
keep that thought. We're going to break, and we'll be right back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Side with Joe Messina. Yes, I'm Kimberly Marin, and I checked to make sure my mute button wasn't on before I said that intro. I'm your guest host for Joe tonight, and joining me is Brandon Finnegan, who is the director of elections at Decision Desk HQ. Please check out the website. It's great, decisiondeskhq.com. Now, Brandon, you started talking about people not seeing red flags and not really paying attention to what's going on with the elections over the past couple of years. Please tell us, what are those red flags? And thank you for joining us.
Well, and some of the biggest ones this year would be, let's take an example, Wisconsin. Wisconsin has been a state that has been fought over bitterly between progressives and conservatives for the last decade. Conservatives have been making gain after gain after gain at the judicial level, at the state house level, even at the federal level in the state of Wisconsin. they've been doing really well. They have this giant machine, if you will, basically pushing up Governor Walker. Well, there was an open seat to replace a conservative justice on the state Supreme Court this year. It was very clear where the ideological positions were for each candidate. And for the first time, and honestly an ironic twist of fate involving the same seat that flipped things in another direction, the conservative lost. And not only lost, got their butt handed to them in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah, Walker sounded the alarm with that, and then after, right around that same time, we saw what happened in Pennsylvania 18. The district, the Pennsylvania 18 district, in Allegheny, just outside Allegheny County, Westmoreland County, in western Pennsylvania. This is a seat that went to, voted for Trump by 20 points. The Democrat won that. Ohio 12, which happened just a few weeks ago. Ohio 12, Balderson eventually won by less than a point, in a seat that Republicans win by 15 points. It's not just, if the generic ballot is correct, we would be seeing exactly what we have been seeing in these races. They're converging. Both the election results and the polling results are converging this year. They're both pointing to a Democratic wave. It's not just the polls. So if people don't want to believe the polls, fine. Look at the actual election results. You know, look at when there's been a head-to-head result between a Republican and Democrat, and look what the result is now versus what it was in 2014 or 2016. Don't just look at, oh, the Republican won. If the Republican only won by a point when they should be winning by 15, that's bad.
Well, now, I agree with you. No, I totally agree with you, and I've been warning the same kind of things, but question for you, is it, and I don't know if you know if what the case is it that more voters are coming out for Dems or and less are coming out for Republicans? Or, I mean, do you see a trend with why that's happening? Because I know Democrats are spending a ton of money on these races, but that shouldn't be buying, quote unquote, votes.
No. The Democrats have been turning out at a higher rate within their state elections, within their state primaries, than the Republicans have in pretty much every state this year. Yes, in the state of Texas, more Republican votes were cast than Democratic votes in the primary. There's more Republican voters than Democrats. But the increase from 2014 to 2018 was astronomical for the Democratic Party and marginally good for the Republican Party. They're amped up, they're showing up, they're voting. The Republicans are just kind of showing up and voting the way they normally do. There's no juice in terms of the turnout on the Republican side like we've seen on the Democratic side. In addition to that, in a few states we've seen some longer term registration trends. Like in my home state here in California, the Republican Party has finally fallen into, I believe, third place in terms of registration, well behind unaffiliated voters. In the state of California, that's been a long, slow decline. But even in Orange County, they've been slipping for several years now. There's a giant chunk of congressional seats in California that are all held by Republicans that are considered endangered this time around. But you can just look at any part of the country and find at least a few seats that the Republicans have to look over their shoulder for. The ones who have prepared all year, like Scott Walker or a few of these congressmen, they'll probably survive if there's a wave because they've been anticipating it for 8 months. But the Republicans that are in the most danger right now probably aren't even the ones that are being called about. They're the ones who just assume nothing's going to happen to them. But they're the ones who fall the hardest, as we saw in 2010, like Jim Oberstar, the Democrat that had held his seat for 40 years in the Iron Range in Minnesota. He lost in 2010. He wasn't expecting to lose, but he lost.
Right.
That's what happens in a wave. So.
Well, and that's even my own very local level, my own state rep, I have to yell at him after the primary because I'm seeing signs for his Democrat opponent, and I've been seeing them for 3 or 4 months now, and I see nothing for him. And she's horrifying. Horrible. She would be a horrible rep. But if people don't know who you are and they don't think that you're paying attention, even signs, he's not doing anything right now that I know of. And so and because it's a hardcore Republican district, I mean, my district went for red all the time. All the years of under Obama, they always went red all the way. But the margin has been getting closer and closer, and they're not paying attention to it. So what do you say to these people? get out there and do what you got to do?
You can, but after a certain point, a lot of people, which is kind of sad, there's a growing share of Republicans, both voters and incumbent Republicans, who just believe this stuff isn't true. All the polls are all wrong. All this is bad. You can't, when you're running for re-election, you cannot go into that election with that mentality. You have to approach right. every election like you're already behind. That's how you're going to maintain that you're always going to win. But if you're already just assuming, oh, I'm going to win, none of this stuff matters, I don't have to campaign, you're going to lose. Because you have to campaign. I mean, you have to do it. You have to be there for the voters. And
we see that. Go ahead.
I would say also, for people that are listening to this that are saying, rolling their eyes and saying all the polls are wrong, name 10 voters that you have contacted in the last week that you have persuaded to vote for your local Republican rep and made sure they're going to show up and vote. Name 4 people that you've sent postcards to in another district in the country to persuade them to vote. You haven't done that. But I can name 3 Democratic activists off the top of my head here in California that have been sending postcards to people in completely unrelated congressional districts to remind them to vote, that have called and talked to their friends. They are absolutely motivated to show up, and not just that, but to campaign for people that aren't even anywhere near them, because they want to make sure they have they've retaken the House or they've retaken the U.S. Senate. They care to that degree. And Republicans were doing that in 2010 and 2014. They're not doing it now. I mean, it's just not the same. And it's a midterm. Part of it is the out-of-power party is really driven to take power. But the out-of-power just kind of – the in-party party just kind of sticks around.
All right. We'll be back. Keep that thought, because I want to ask you about Delaware. We'll be back in a minute with The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross or United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values.
and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com. With me still is Brandon Finnegan from Decision Desk HQ. And we are talking about data that is being collected from elections and poll numbers. Brandon, we were talking about, you know, people sitting pretty thinking they don't have to work for their reelection. We saw twice this year two establishment Democrats who've been in seats for years get flipped and tossed out by young progressive candidates who were like nobody knew who they were. Isn't that the same type of thing that's going on?
Yeah, it's just I hate to ask you this because someone just messaged me about a poll question, and I'm so sorry, but I have to. My job never ends, even when I'm on the air. Can you repeat that question, Kim? I'm so sorry.
Sorry, that's okay. So. You know, you're talking about how Republicans are thinking something, or thinking, yeah, I'm a safe seat, whatever, I'm going to get reelected, so they're not working for it. But isn't that the same thing we saw with the election in New York and the election in Massachusetts just the other night, where long-term Democrats were ousted by newcomer, progressive, socialist, Democrat, whatever they want to call themselves, candidates who were nobody knew before?
Yeah, it's the same thing, and in those instances, it's been more, it's been kind of shocking because, you know, some of these people have been. Capuano has been around forever, but he lost because they get complacent. The person who's complacent, who just thinks they've got something in the bag, is probably one of the most endangered politicians you'll find in the country, especially if somebody is challenging them is motivated. Your voters are motivated to do something different, and there's enough of them. You can tip the balance. Tom Carper was not going to lose tonight in Delaware, but he had his worst primary in – he's had his worst primary in 18 years tonight. I mean, he lost over a third of the vote. And, you know, this is very possible for more Democrats maybe going into 2020. There's not many left up in office now. There's no Democrats that I can think of that are – besides maybe Democratic governor of Rhode Island – that are really in any danger in the rest of this year because there's only so many primaries left. But going into 2020, the progressives are slowly taking over the Democratic Party, just like conservatives and Tea Party conservatives were taking over a lot of seats in the Republican Party. You're watching the same dynamic play out on the Democratic side as we saw on the Republican side. It amuses me because people like to talk about how conservative the Republican Party has come, moving away from the middle. But the same thing is happening on the leftward and on the leftward angle for the Democratic Party now. They're moving further and further ideologically apart from each other. It's not just the Republicans doing that. It's now the Democrats.
But what's interesting is they're forgetting about, because I'm an independent, they're forgetting all about all of us in the middle. Because previous, the Republican Party had moved too much to the left. They had gone too beyond the center. So they moved more to the right, which was the smart thing to do. But now the Democrats are going really, really extremely far left. And I don't see how they gain independence with that.
And, well, in a midterm election where base turnout matters so much, it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt them now. This is not something that they're going to get affected by, just like it didn't affect Republicans in 2010. But as you get in towards a presidential election, that can hurt you. If the middle decides you're too far one way or the other, they're going to ignore you as you get in towards a presidential election. So you might see that play out in 2020. That all depends, of course, on whatever the heck's going to happen with Trump. What's funny is there are these hills and valleys that happen for both political parties. A lot of what's happening in the midterms is just an effect of that. There's always this out-party insurgency. There's always an in-party complacency. Each party always says they're going to learn the lessons from the last time around, and they never do. We've been doing this as a country for over 230 years, and I don't think in the next 230 years it's going to stop. But it is funny to watch it as people think they've grown smarter, as they think they've grown more sophisticated, as their data teams become more involved. They really think they're going to change that pattern of history. And maybe at the margins they might, but they're not going to overwhelm the natural waves that come for both parties as time goes on.
Right. And you think everybody would have learned a lesson from the Clinton campaign when she ignored data and she ignored the middle of the country and places that she just assumed were going to vote for her because she was a Democrat and, well, she was Hillary Clinton. And doesn't seem anyone. Well, at least the left has seemed to have learned because they're going everywhere now.
Yeah, it's astounding to me. It just really is. It's quite comical.
Now, how many more primaries do you have that you're going to be collecting election results for? How many are left? Is there still a lot?
There's your state of New Hampshire, and then there is Rhode Island on Wednesday, and then there's the New York state elections, which we're doing the governor's race and the AG race, Democratic primaries for both. That is happening on next Thursday. So I am home free of 6 months worth of primaries this time next Thursday. And I am so, and I'll be admitted, I love this stuff. I live and breathe this stuff. I need a break. it'll be well earned. It'll be very well earned. So.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. What people don't understand is how much work this really is, because you're not just gathering information for one state over another. I mean, you're getting it from all of them, each of the primaries that you're working on. So you have to coordinate people in each of the states to get the actual results, coordinate with all the election places, whatever towns and cities, the town clerks, and then you have to do it all in one shot on the November, whatever, I forget what day it is this year. You have to do it all in one shot across the entire country. That's a lot of work.
It is. And, like, to give people an example from home that are just listening, since I got nothing else to do other than talk about it. Like, for New Hampshire, to give people just a concept of what's involved. In the state of New Hampshire, we have people working from home receiving all the faxes and emails that are coming over from clerks. There'll be 275 emails and faxes that'll be sent over to us in the course of 2 hours. That covers pretty much every precinct in the state of New Hampshire. In addition to those people working from home, We have another team of nearly 35 people, including you, Kim, that are going to be gathering returns at each precinct and then sending those returns to us via email. That way we can process those returns, you know, giving the people who are working time to drive to the next precinct. Most precincts in the state are actually pretty close to at least another precinct, which allows us to then gather these returns rapidly after 7 p.m. This is a similar method to what political parties actually do, particularly old school parties, machine parties, in the Northeast and in Chicago. What they used to do is actually have people manned at each precinct to get the returns from that precinct and relay that information back to a party or campaign headquarters. So what we do is hybrid of what we do is actually a hybrid of the standard media model, which is to wait for those returns to come in via email, and our model and the party model, which is to have people there to collect the returns. So the end result should be a faster relay of information, but New Hampshire, even with full the full capacity of an organization like the AP or us back in 2016, you know, by 8:30 at night, an hour and a half after most polls had closed, only 12-13% of the state was reporting by 8:30 p.m.
Yes, I know.
Our goal this year, which is ambitious, our goal this year is to have 25% reporting by 8:30 and 50% reporting by 10 p.m. As a baseline. And if we can get that, for those of you who are residents of New Hampshire or who watched New Hampshire primaries in the past, you know what kind of a big deal that is. And I do want, before I end up going, I do want to say we are actively looking for more people to join Decision Desk HQ to help us process all this data on election nights, particularly in New England, but also in the Midwest, here in California. Wherever you live, we can find a position for you so long as you have a solid internet connection. Or if you can go out in the field in the Midwest or in the Northeast, we totally could use you as well. Because the bigger the team, the better we can be.
And I just want to say, it's really interesting. You're going to a different district that's not yours. So you're going and you're watching. You're just basically waiting and watching and, you know, chit-chatting with other people and you're just watching. It's sort of like people watching people who are really totally invested in that specific district. It's really good. Where can people check your website out, Brandon?
They can check the website out at DecisionDeskHQ.com or on Twitter at DecisionDeskHQ.
Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be right back with more Real Side with Joe Messina.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. I am not Joe Messina. He let Tammy and I take over for the night. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show on the go. You know, we've been spending a lot of time talking about elections and education and information in the past few segments, and I've talked about this before, and I keep drilling it in, because to me it's extremely important. All politics is local. You need to work on the local level, because you can't make change at the national level, which is a disaster, until you make change on the local level, and then it pushes up. And I'm talking your local town boards, whatever kind of town you have, whether it's alderman or town meeting. or school board, your local school board. That's super, super important, because you're affecting the education of kids. And you know what? Even if you don't have kids in school or that particular school, those kids that are being educated, they're your future. Do you like what you see coming out of schools these days? Because far and wide, it's kind of not a good thing. So these, you know, you might long, you know, your children maybe even long ago graduated. These kids in these schools, their education is still important because these kids are our future. I know I have personally fought against Common Core and outed bad behavior on school boards and other things that they were doing. And people say, why do you care? And it's not just because I like to report on local issues, because these kids are my future and the future of my state and the future of our country. It's not just one or the other. These kids deserve the proper education and to be educated with the truth and not indoctrinated or given fed propaganda from the likes of Howard Zinn, who was nothing but a left-wing activist. But, you know, they use his history books, quote-unquote, in public schools, in elementary education. And I have one of his history books, and I read it, and it's one that they use in Chicago public schools, and it's horrifying that he just hates this country, talks about how bad it was, and glosses over all the good stuff. So that's why it's important you get involved and at least become aware on the local level. And then above that, you have the state level. Your state legislature, you have senators, you have representatives. Not every state is insane like New Hampshire, where we have 400 representatives. You might be luckier and have a lot less. That can be good and bad, though. Are they corrupt like the ones in Massachusetts or Illinois or California even? Most states probably have some corruption, but some states are more corrupt than others. Somebody didn't think to redistribute the corruption quite evenly. So it's important to get involved at that state as well. Do you know that you can actually get legislation that you're interested in either repealing or putting into place? You can talk to your local state legislator, and you can maybe have them help push this for you. You know, if it's something really important, and then you bring it to the media and you push it out there to other people, and you get other local people involved. This is how it works. This isn't supposed to be government up on this high level, and then we the people just these peons down below who just take whatever we're dished. That's not how it's supposed to work. We're the ones supposed to be dishing it. They're the ones supposed to be taking it. This government is by we the people, not they the government, to screw the people, which is pretty much what happens in most places, especially if you don't pay attention, especially if you don't hold them accountable, especially if you don't educate others about the truth. And I'm not just talking about kids. You have to educate your friends, your relatives, the people you talk to, random complete strangers who might bring something up. Excuse me. Education is the most important thing, because people don't know the truth. And you're not going to be able to educate everyone. Some people will just scream and yell in your face with a pink hat on, because they don't want to know, because they don't care. You don't care about those people. You care about the ones watching them who might not know the truth. Those are called the fence sitters, or as I used to be, an independent, a pure independent. I'm always going to be an independent, but I used to be a pure independent where I just I ate whatever the news, the mainstream media fed me, and thought that was the truth, and thought that was an accurate account. And it wasn't until I started doing research on my own that I understood that that's not always the case. And that's extremely important, Because if you don't know the truth, how can you make an informed vote, or how can you make an informed decision about a policy if you don't know the truth, if you don't know the facts? That's why it's so important, because otherwise we just keep getting, and we all just keep getting fed this from various sources, untruths, misinformation, exaggerations. I'm trying to think of other words to use, but you get the gist. You're seeing it right now for those of you who are still in primaries. You see like party, you know, people in the same party screaming and yelling at each other, telling half-truths, mistruths, misinformation, whatever. And then you, or you're seeing it, the opposing parties. Well, you know what? At the local level, you should be able to have access to a candidate and say, what is the truth? What is the story? Talk to them. Because at the local level, they actually care. Honestly, the federal level, not so much. You might have some good reps or senators, but not in New Hampshire. Sorry, I have a bad example of representatives who don't care about what the people think. They don't even hold town halls. But at the local level, you can really make a difference, and you can talk to your local representatives. But as Brandon was saying from Decision Desk at HQ, people aren't getting out there and voting on at least the Republican side. Democrats are getting out, and they're getting people hepped up, and they're getting people to vote. I'm not sure if people know what they're voting for when they vote for far left-wing crackpots like the one in New York, or other crazies at the more local level. Thinking of city council in Seattle, there's one extreme lunatic out there. But they're ginned up, they're angry, they know that getting out there and voting makes a difference, and it's true. It doesn't matter how hard you work to tell the truth and spread the truth if people don't show up, because that's where the battle really is at. And I know a lot of people say, oh, no, that's not true. It doesn't matter. Really? How do you think Trump was elected? People were mad. People were angry. They were sick of being treated like crap by Democrats and Obama. And they were sick of being left to the side and tossed to the side as if they meant nothing. They came out. They were angry. And they voted. And Trump won. That's a prime example. And that's why if you think nothing's going to happen, you think you can't make a difference, there's some local elections where a person wins by one vote. It's up to you to research, educate yourself, and inform other people of the truth as well. Do it in a disgusting way. Don't get into a fight. Don't scream and yell. And then get out and vote. Because if you don't get out and vote, you can't complain about who wins. And you can only blame yourself if you don't educate yourself, inform others, and get others to vote as well. Because that's all we have. We can try to hold these people accountable other ways, outing them in the news, outing them in press. We can scream and yell at these people in protests because we don't like what they did. Remember Obamacare, how that worked? But it doesn't matter until you get rid of them. And I don't care what party, if someone's a bad representative, get them out. Because the only time you're going to have someone who represents we the people is someone who actually listens to we the people and follows the Constitution and understands that more government equals less freedom. And the only way you can do that is get those people in and get the bad people out. I'm Kimberly Morin. You can reach me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteGrock.com, or on Twitter at ConservativeIND. Joe will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us, and I will catch you on the flip side.